Last week, I had a chance to celebrate Mass. My youngest brother and his family were there, and my niece has two little ones, a three-year-old and a five-year-old. And you can imagine what that means. And it came time for communion, and the five-year-old, of course, came up, and I prayed over him, and said, God's love be with you. And then the three-year-old came up, and I prayed over him, and I said, God's love be with you. And then as he was going away, he was saying, I want one! I want one! Let me have one! Now that's normal. And what I simply said to him is, you've got a prayer. The meaning of receiving Holy Communion for us. Do we have that same three-year-old desire to receive the Lord Jesus? To say, I want one. I want one. In fact, even more, I need one. I need Him. The Gospel today speaks about the feeding of the 5,000. It's a story we've heard many, many times, but the question that Jesus asks the disciples is one that he really asks us. And he says to the disciples, you give them something to eat. And he says the same thing to us. You give them something to eat. So part of the question for us is, who do we need to feed with the gift of faith in our lives? Maybe someone that we need to pray for, a grandson, a granddaughter, or it could be a son or daughter, it could be a family member, it could be whomever it is. As we receive Holy Communion, it isn't just for us, it's also for our neighbor. It's also for those that are being called to faith around us, those that need healing, those that need forgiveness, those that need peace. All of that is offered that we receive His body and blood. We know that Jesus in the Gospel broke the bread, broke the fish, and everyone was satisfied. So that also becomes the question for us. What is it that needs to be satisfied in our own hearts right now? What is it that we need Jesus to touch in Holy Communion? What is it that we need the body and blood of Jesus Christ to enter into? Whether it's a moment of struggle, a moment of pain, a moment of healing, whatever it is, as we approach the altar, it's really an invitation to open ourselves up to be satisfied, to let His love truly surround us. One of the things that always touches me as a priest is that, you know, we hold the body and blood of Christ. And yes, we are weak vessels, yes, we are human vessels, but we have that opportunity to hold the body and blood of Christ and to answer the question that Jesus asked the disciples. You give them something to eat. That's what we as priests get a chance to do, and deacons, to give you something to eat, to give us something to eat. And that something, it's really very special. And part of the meditation I would suggest for you during this Mass is that as you approach to receive communion or as you approach to receive a communion prayer, remember remember, it is the Jesus who was announced to Mary, the Annunciation, that we are receiving. It is the Jesus that Mary gave birth to in this world that we are receiving. It is the Jesus that lived among us, that understands us very well, that brought healing, that brought forgiveness, that we receive. It is the Jesus who died on the cross for us, very personally, for me and for you, that we receive. It is the Jesus that rose from the dead that we receive. And it is the Jesus that sits at the right hand of God the Father in heaven that we receive. We touch heaven every time we come to church, every time we celebrate this Mass, but especially when we receive Holy Communion, especially when we receive the body and blood of Christ. As my great nephew said, I want that. I want that. And my prayer for you is that you will want that too, and that you will want to bring others to receive his body and his blood together.